This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Michigan lawmakers are expected to finalize legislation today that would make Michigan the country's 24th right-to-work state. That means union membership would not be mandatory for certain jobs. Opponents of the measure say right-to-work laws push wages and benefits lower. And as our wealth and poverty reporter Chrissy Clark tells us, making just a few more bucks an hour can make all the difference.
For one, it means a few thousand bucks more a year. Might not sound like a lot, but that extra money can be a sort of tipping point for a lot of other things, according to Johnny Smith. He's a 32-year-old with a snidely whiplash mustache who worked for many years at Trader Joe's, and he's taking me to his old store to show me what he means. The parking lot is a mess. Angry drivers honking and jostling. Smith says he's seen fistfights break out.
It gets pretty brutal. Like, come on, you're buying produce.
But in the middle of all that customer angst, Smith says the people working inside, behind the counter, stay pretty happy.
A lot of customers ask, like, what do they do? Everyone just seems to be in such a great mood.
The answer, Smith says, is mostly about math. The average wage for a cashier in the U.S. is around $10 an hour. But at Trader Joe's, it's more like $15.
Obviously, if you're making a lot more money an hour, you want to hold on to that.
Smith worked a minimum wage job before he started at TJ's. Once he was making a little more,
I thought I like hit the jackpot. I was able to afford gasoline. My diet improved dramatically.
From fast food dollar menus to fresh food now and then. Robert Polin is an economist at the University of Massachusetts. He's interviewed dozens of workers who got raises from low to so-called living wages. He asked them what changed, and they mentioned things like paying off credit card debt or taking a class to develop a new skill.
It's not like it helped people to dramatically get ahead, but enabled them to stop falling behind.
I have no children. That's the only reason why I was barely getting by with the low wages.
John Castro is a cook who, until recently, made $12 an hour. Even that was tough, he says, in an expensive city like L.A. Then he got a job cooking in a unionized hotel downtown and started making $17 an hour. One of the best things that changed about his life?
It's easier to, like, date.
It's not just that he can afford to take someone out to dinner now. It's that he feels better about himself, which makes it easier to ask a person out. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.